When it comes to movie catchphrases, there are the classics.
But it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Then there are the quotables.
You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
And for modern films, the catchphrase is often a product of the internet.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
So what will be the film phrase of the past year that will grace t-shirts and worm its way into late-night monologues? It's a four-word sentence uttered with a melodramatic growl by this year's Oscar winner for Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis.
I drink your milkshake.
I didn't count the slurp. That line is from There Will Be Blood. It made it to SNL last week, and of course, with YouTube means that there's a musical mashup. It had to be with Kelis.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Right now, milkshakes are having their moments. Killian Fox wondered about that in a blog post on The Guardian's website, so we rung him up to talk a little bit about it. Hi, Killian.
Hi there, Allison. How are you?
I'm well. So what do you think it is about I drink your milkshake that it has caught on?
I don't know. It's a very eye-catching little phrase. It's got that sort of lurid quality that bloggers on the internet seem to like, and it's also got the advantage of having the vehicle of an extremely good film to back it up.
The phrase itself is allegedly taken from congressional transcripts from the 20s Teapot Dome scandal, when a senator was convicted of accepting bribes for oil drilling rights to various lands. Now, according to the movie's writer, P.T. Anderson, the senator was asked to describe drainage before Congress, and the way he described it was, if you have a milkshake and I have a milkshake and my straw reaches across the room to your milkshake. So that's the history of how I drink your milkshake was used. Currently, how are people using it?
That's an interesting question. I'm sure in this sort of greedy and rapacious world that we live in, there are many opportunities to use this sort of line.
Do you think screenwriters can set out to write catchphrases? Can you actually create one?
Well, Paul Thomas Anderson seemed very surprised by the flurry of interest around this phrase. So I imagine these things work their way in unconsciously. I don't think they're necessarily dropped into a screenplay. I think people are just as surprised as we are.
Let's listen to a movie catchphrase that comes at a really pivotal point in the film. If this was never said, you wouldn't even understand the movie The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
Okay, of course, that was parodied into other films. One that said, I see black people. I believe that was one of the scary movies. What gives a phrase legs?
It's got to stand out from its context. It's got to be applicable to everyday life, I think. It's got to be something that jumps into your head whenever there's a certain situation. And the example you gave just there, I think, is a good one. I've heard hundreds of people use that line.
Do you think DVDs have had a hand in creating catchphrases?
Yeah, people will these days watch films 30 times over. An example that came up over and over again when I wrote my post on the Guardian website was The Big Lebowski.
I'm the dude.
Which clearly has a lot of fans who probably watch it every week by the sounds of it. And they've just endless quotes from that film. And that's clearly the result of watching and rewatching and rewatching. Yeah.
For a while, everywhere you went, we heard people attempting a Borat imitation.
Yetchimash! My name is Borat.
Can we follow her? And maybe make a sexy time with her?
No. Nice.
Very nice. I've heard that many, many times. And then, after a while, you hear it that one time too many.
Yeah.
What does it take to really spoil a catchphrase?
there's a certain cachet in good catchphrases. It's when it hasn't quite reached critical mass, and when it's still a bit of a mystery, people kind of look at you slightly skewways. They don't quite know what you mean. That's when a catchphrase, I think, has its best effects, certainly from a selfish point of view. But once it just transfers and becomes completely common currency and everybody says it, that's the point where it goes off the board, I think.
So I drink your milkshake is kind of in that moment. It's just at the right time. When you say it to the right person, they might smile or laugh. But
certainly with the internet, these things are in grave danger of getting overexposed, I think, yes. And I think there could be a point where Paul Thomas Anderson is ruining ever putting that line in his screenplay.
All right. Well, I'm going to attempt to use it at some point during the rest of the show today. Killian Fox wrote about movie catchphrases in a blog post on the Guardian website. Thanks so much for weighing in and writing about the milkshake.
My pleasure.